In simple terms, a lease option is a contract between a buyer and a seller that gives the buyer tenancy in a property as well as the legal right to purchase a property at a predetermined price or formula for price on or before a specified future date. When you enter into a lease option with a seller, you promise to lease the property for a certain period of time and to make specified monthly payments. In return, the seller is obligated to sell the property to you under the terms specified in the lease option agreement, if you choose to exercise your option. To be effective, a lease option must be written and must include consideration, that is, something of value that the buyer gives to the seller in exchange for the seller's performance. The consideration is usually credited toward the purchase price at the time the option is exercised. Although most lease option contracts specify money as the consideration, you can use any number of things instead. For example, a mortgage on a property you already own, an unsecured promissory note, or even a written promise to pay the fix-up expenses for the property you're buying. The consideration could even be equity you have in some other property that you consider to be a dead asset, or an asset you no longer want, such as a timeshare condominium, vacant land, a recreational vehicle, or a boat or a motorcycle. For example, you might own a timeshare for which you paid $5,000 and you find it difficult to sell. Perhaps this timeshare could be used as consideration for a lease option. Under the terms of a lease option, the optionee, that's the buyer, is not required to exercise the option to buy the property on a specified future date. But if the optionee does choose to exercise the option, the optionor, the seller, is required to sell.